Hi there, this is Seth Juarez with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Velco to talk about intelligent insights in SQL, Azure SQL databases. Tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
Hello, Seth. Thanks for having me. My name is Velco. I'm a program manager in Azure SQL Database. And I want to tell you all about the intelligent DB capability of Azure SQL Database called Intelligent Insights.
Fantastic. So why don't you start off by telling us the problem that it's solving?
All right. So monitoring Azure SQL databases and databases in general can be hard and tedious task. There is a lot of DMVs that you need to be aware of. You need to know where to go to look and find these things. And then you need to correlate in order to figure out what is the problem that your database is facing. Now we want to do all of this automatically for you. So Intelligent Insights continuously monitor your database, and they figure out the disruptive events that happen that cause poor performance. Once this disruptive event happens, we do the deep dive analysis, trying to root cause the issue. And then we can provide you with the things that we figured out and what was the impact of this issue.
That's amazing. So I feel like I need to see an example of this actually happening in order for me to understand like the depth of the analysis. So why don't we dive in into an example?
Exactly. Okay. So what I have here on my screen is Azure SQL Analytics solution for monitoring a fleet of databases.
Okay.
So all Azure SQL databases have an ability to exhaust logs into different targets, such as Azure Storage, Event Hub, and Log Analytics.
I see. So this is not actually happening on the database itself. It's pushing out logs, and then Azure is using a separate process in order to look at these logs, thereby not causing issues with SQL with your SQL database performance.
Yep. So all of these logs are exhausted, and they are available to be sent to different targets, as you said.
Got it.
In Log Analytics, we have this built-in solution that's offered out of the box called Azure SQL Analytics. But you can also use these logs and stream them through Event Hub to any third-party monitoring tools that you want.
Got it.
Here on the screen, I have all the logs that currently exist for Azure SQL Database. And you can see there are a bunch of them: errors, timeouts, database weights, query durations. And all of this is there for all of the users. They can stream this easily. And this shows that all of this data is available. And Azure SQL Database is not a black box. You can actually go and figure out all of these details. To quickly show you, I'll drill into the query duration perspective, clicking on the tile. And now I see the summarized by my subscription, by my server, Elastic Pool, and database, the query duration, max query duration of all the queries executed, average query duration, and number of executions. I will drill into a single server just to show you how this scoped experience looks like. Now I see for this server all of the databases and the max and average execution of all the queries. If I select a single query, I can have this slice of data, and I can see that for this particular query, its behavior across different databases. So we see the query text here, and we see in this slice the duration of the query. And we see that for this particular database, the max duration was 10, while the average was like 7 milliseconds, and the number of executions. And you can see immediately that for some databases, the query takes longer than for others. Mm-hmm. And this is the problem that we want to solve. We want to tell you why is this happening. And Intelligent Insights actually do this for you automatically, without a need for you now to drill into this database, figure out the weight stats, and correlate a bunch of things.
Okay, this I need to see. What I'm hearing from you is you're saying, like, these, we've always had logs, and we could always look at logs and create charts and whatever, but now you're saying that Azure is going to look at these things and tell you why things might be happening in an adverse way.
Yep.
All right, let's see that.
Yep. So I'll go back to the overview blade of Azure SQL Analytics, and I will go into the insight style. But before I do, I want just to show you this. You see, we have 43 active, 25 verifying, and over 200 completed insights. Basically, insights monitor throughout while the issue is happening, and they figure out what's the current state of the issue. If the issue is currently happening, insight is active. If the issue recently stopped happening, then we are in the verifying state, saying to you, hey, the issue was happening like
a day ago or something.
Yeah, an hour ago, actually. And completed means that the issue is no longer happening, but it happened in past.
I see.
So I'll drill into the insights. And what you will see here is pretty much the same layout as we had with the queries. Mm-hmm. Summarized information of how many insights I have per my subscription, per server, Elastic Pool, and database. And I want to show you two examples, and I'll start with this one. I'll navigate to the server. And now on the right side, I have all the insights that were detected on these databases. And I'll select this one. So this is the intelligent insight report. On the left side, we see when the issue started happening. We see what was the last update that we got around this issue. And we see when the issue was the worst. In this case, the database is hitting critical errors and because it is hitting the storage limit. And inserts are no longer going through. So we figured out that you're trying to insert the data in your DB, but this is not happening because your database is at the size limit. In addition, here on the right side, you can see the relevant errors that are happening at the time. So if I select a single error, I will see how many times this error happened through time. Uh-huh. And you will see the error text as well.
So as that's coming up, I think like what you're saying is you may be monitoring like a whole fleet of databases and errors are going to start to happen. You might not even know why they're happening.
Yep.
This will tell you, hey, you know, you kind of reached your quota on the size.
Yep.
And we'll just tell you this.
Yep.
Okay.
And here you can see now the query text, not the query text, the error message. And you can see the number of errors through time of this particular error code that happened. But I want to show you one even better example.
Okay.
This was maybe a simple one because, hey, all of a sudden errors started happening, we figured that out.
Yeah.
But the real power of intelligent insights is visible here. I'll go to this server. And first I want you to notice this column here that's called metrics. There are several high-level metrics that intelligent insights monitor. One of them is this critical errors. Other is increase in timeouts. But we also have the query duration and the excessive waiting. And the query duration is very interesting for us because it shows you that your queries are waiting longer and lasting longer than previously. And now if I select one of these insights, you will see that, for example, heavy locking is affecting the database. This is the session ID is 189 that had this locking query. And on the right side, I can see the query itself. Selecting it, I see how the number of executions increased, and I can see the duration as well. And I can see the duration increase as well. And here I see the query text itself. In this example, it's actually taking a lock and sending a lot of requests, and that's why this locking is happening. And this is a simple example, but the realistic one. Imagine you have a bunch of queries coming to the DB. They are locking on the same page,
sure.
And then your duration of this simple query increased because of the pressure that is happening.
And like, for example, I've always had a hard time with concurrency, for example, like setting concurrency types. And this might be a good way to analyze and see maybe you're too optimistic in your concern, maybe you're locking things too much.
Yep.
But this kind of insight is a lot more than simply saying, hey, your database is out of space.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The thing is that we actually keep the baseline of all of your significant queries.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can figure out when this baseline is better than your current performance. Once that happens, we trigger all sorts of analyses that happen in the backend. And these analyses actually correlate a bunch of things. And what we are doing is that we are learning from millions of databases in Azure. And once we detect this problematic pattern, we define it, we create a blueprint, and then we can figure out this problematic pattern across all of the databases. And this is the true power, because we are learning horizontally from millions of databases.
That's amazing. So what other kinds of things will people be able to discover with these insights that maybe they would not have been able to discover before?
Yeah, one good example is increase in number of errors. So let's say you have a database that occasionally has a couple of errors. But all of a sudden, the number of errors increase dramatically. This usually happens when you deploy a new schema, for example, but you didn't change the app completely. And there is still part of your app that's referencing a column that doesn't exist. Then you deploy the schema, number of errors increased, and this flies under the radar if you don't have good application logging. Now the database will figure out, hey, all of a sudden I have a bunch of these requests that are failing due to this error. And this will create an insight. Also, let's say the number of timeouts increases dramatically. That mm-hmm. will also be discovered with intelligent insights.
I mean, this is amazing stuff. I love the fact that now, because these things are on the cloud, we can do a lot more with figuring out what is actually happening. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Where can people go to find out more about this?
We'll have links in the description.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also be there for replying to any comments. So feel free to ask questions.
Awesome. Thanks so much. We've been learning about intelligent insights in Azure SQL databases here on Azure Friday.